The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got Liam Sheff coming up. And we're going to talk about we'll discuss what we're going to talk about, but let me give you a parental advisory for a different reason. Stand by for that. Super Don, as I said, I'm adapted to this new schedule. Feeling good. It was great having Mike Adams on. Also, Dr. King and the Healing Revolution. I want to add a couple of things for skin, psoric miasm, P-S-O-R-I-C, miasm remedy, and for food sensitivity, because that question of the day with him, last hour, certainly a lot of dairy and grain issues there, and that's available as well. But here I am. I'm ready to go. Are you?
I am. And in fact, as I was looking through the news this morning.
Yes. That's a long time ago.
I came across something.
Yes.
That I think explains what's been going on the last few days as we've made this shift, you know, this change into the new time slot. And things have been, you know, a little bit challenging for you with the, you know, the later time doing the show.
I couldn't find the name Don Rickles the other night.
Well, listen. Yeah. Canadian researchers have discovered what is going on with you.
Really?
Okay.
What is it?
Yes, absolutely.
Do tell.
There is a new study come out that shows that older adults are sharpest in the morning.
Oh,
that's just it.
Wait a minute.
The conclusion they came to is that the morning is the best time to schedule mentally challenging tasks. So don't feel bad. It's okay. It's just because you're old.
That was not about me. Yes, I may be the old one on the show this hour, but no. All right, I'm sleeping in now. I'm sleeping in now permanently, and we're going to do nighttime. But this is why I did the shift change jet lag formula. I'm good to go. I'm really good. I'm okay. I've recovered.
I'm just giving you a hard time. But it is an interesting interesting study that they did. They did, by way of MRI, monitor the brains of the activity in 16 younger adults that were between 19 and 30 and 16 older adults, which were between 60 and 82. Now, to be fair, you're not between 60 and 82, so, you know, this doesn't exactly apply to you. But they
Thank you for acknowledging that, my friend.
All right, just got to be nice there. But they did find that the older adults are actually sharper mentally and cognitively in the morning versus at night. Now, why we needed to know that, I don't know. But listen, growing up, my grandparents and everything like that, they were always getting up at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and making breakfast and doing the work and stuff like that while I was sleeping in. I was like, why does my grandpa need to get up at 5 in the morning to make coffee?
Right.
Apparently it's true, and there's a reason for that, is that, you know, what is it, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise, right?
Yes.
Maybe there's something to that.
Speaking of coffee, a new study is finding that coffee can keep your ears from ringing. So, Super Don, I know that you don't like to put coffee up the bum, but maybe you'll put it in your ears.
Let's see. Drank more coffee.
Oh, so drinking. I was thinking
this has nothing to do with the other.
Every orifice needs some coffee based on this study. It's going now in your ears. So that's
apparently higher amounts of caffeine
reduces the risk of tinnitus.
Reduces tinnitus. Yeah.
Some people say tinnitus. How do you say it?
I say tinnitus.
I do too.
Tinnitus. It kind of sounds.
You say tinnitus. I say tinnitus.
Yes.
All right. Well, check that out. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We do have a question of the day coming in through the website, and this is how we begin them.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, today's question of the day, guess what? It surrounds the issue of, oh no, say it doesn't rhyme with Enola. Yes, it does. Ebola.
Enola?
You remember the Enola Gay? That was one of the
planes. Oh, that's right. Enola Gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Ebola gay?
I don't know, but we will talk about sexually transmitted diseases, of which AIDS is not one, with Liam Schaff. Give a warning for that one. We're coming up with that momentarily. Okay. But Jim Park writes, I'm just dropping a line to say how much I enjoyed your contribution to Ty Bollinger's series about the cures for cancer. We certainly need warriors of truth and knowledge to stand up for us all. Of course, there are more battles to fight, and I was disturbed to hear of Dr. Arnson's flippant comments and his role in developing a vaccine for Ebola in the video that Ty shared the other day. Can we not call up or call on any activists who are willing to empower indigenous West African communities? My guess is that essential oil of cloves or frankincense with CBD oil would provide an inexpensive cure. Keep the faith and best wishes, Jim. Well, Jim, you're right. And I've traveled to West Africa, and I've done a small part. Well, this was back in the 90s, of telling the doctors there to go back into the bush and save the medicine of their ancestors, because indeed that's the correction. It's not modern medicine. It's not toxic antiviral drugs. It's not vaccines. It's restoring the soils. It's growing healthy plant life. It is addressing the issue of sanitation, hygiene, nutrition. And how can we overcome that when many of the African leaders themselves of these governments have been corrupted by the money coming in from Big Pharma, from the World Health Organization, from United Nations, NIA, different things like that. And it's difficult. You can only do it in one sense by going there one by one, but these healthcare workers, God bless them, they're trying to do their best, are really not addressing the issue. They're bringing more of the problem, in my opinion, instead of cleaning the water, cleaning the soil, helping them to get the vitamins and minerals that are lacking there. They're simply trying to find ways to drug and vaccinate these people. So I don't have an easy answer, except that if you want to reach out and communicate this message, please continue to do so through this show or by traveling there. And if you do, please travel with lots of selenium, lots of silver, and the things we know that neutralizes the Ebola virus, whether it's real or not, in the cases that are being reported here in the United States. So hopefully that's helpful to you, Jim. I like the question. I like the indication of where you're going with that. Super Don, anything to add?
No, it's the silver is an interesting thing, and you know, you've brought up that the silver will work. There, you know, I don't know that there's been any clinical trials that have been done with Ebola, and actually that's something that Mike Adams mentioned in his article that we covered last hour.
Right, right. But I'm so confident about silver's capacity, because by definition, one of its properties is it's virostatic. If the particles are small enough and carry the electrical charge, you now are just tasked with delivering it to the area in need. If it's systemic,
in a situation, if somebody's got Ebola, if you were doing a silver IV treatment, you would think that would pretty much take care of the situation, wouldn't it?
Well, it would in a big way, because you have a lot of bloodborne scenarios where it's playing itself out. But remember, we also talk about silica, the connective tissue disorder, because if you've got bleeding out of your eyes, your connective tissue is shot. Why? Because you don't have the minerals necessary to keep it contained. Silica is going to be another big part of the recovery. So you want to bring some horsetail extract tea, or the concentrates, or the Alta Health product silica that we take, by all means. That's going to play a big role in preventing whatever Ebola actually proves to be. As I said, the testing here in America is not adequate to determine it's definitely Ebola in these healthcare workers. Being exposed to massive amounts of chlorine can precipitate things like this. Mike Adams talked about vitamin D and other botanicals, and I'm there with you. Also, massive detoxification. I want to do a special shout out to Dr. Daniel Newsom and his products. I've been taking the Super Earth Energy now for over a week, and I'm hitting another layer of detox, and I'm very pleased about it. Super Earth Energy, Newsom, N-U-Z-U-M-S, Newsom's Naturals.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. You can see a banner. Super Earth Energy, the most powerful combination of fulvic minerals and Chinese cordyceps, enhances cellular energy production up to 42%. Super Earth Energy, also Inflammagon, nature's most powerful anti-inflammatories, all in one bottle. Turmeric, there's Boswellia and more, and it's really a powerful natural anti-inflammatory, as well as more help for the digestive system and detoxification with a digestive detox formula, a gentle yet powerful digestive detoxification formula that enables you to eliminate excess waste and abdominal bloating. Has slippery elm, cascara sagrada, in a gentle yet powerful way, can address this. Those three are really now some of my go-to remedies for folks trying to get that detox going on a deeper level. And you can also call up 208-461-1112, 208-461-1112. I look forward to getting Dr. Newsom back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, as we prep for Liam Schaaf, this is a parental advisory warning, because we've been covering controversial issues like HIV doesn't cause AIDS for years. Liam right. wrote a book called Official Stories, which calls into question the official story of 9/11. And everybody here in this audience goes along with it. When Liam does some research on the historical accuracy or inaccuracy of, for instance, the Bible and the different versions of it, suddenly now we have some listeners that get very uncomfortable with that. I am not here to challenge anybody's beliefs about, you know, whether the Bible is the Word of God. If you believe it is, I'm here to support that if it gives you a happier, healthier, wealthier life. If it causes you to live a more abundant life with more vitamin L, that's beautiful. But historical, let's say, research is different than ideologically driven theology and belief. And somebody wrote a kind of a nasty letter to Liam after his last appearance because of what he's uncovering in his historical research. And we need to address that. And I'm a bit upset by that because I know Liam. Mm. He's a tireless researcher, and he's a spiritual guy, too. And you know, the thing is, what we do here is not to diss anybody's spiritual beliefs. That's not it. If you live a spiritual life and the Bible helps you to do that, God bless you. I am all for it. We have discussions with Dr. Nick Gonzalez about the Bible. I'm not here to take apart any of that. But when Liam's on the path of research, I like to discuss it. I like to have intellectual discussions. I'm curious about these things. And so if you can't handle that, go ahead and tune off the radio right now, because we're going to hit into that. Not only the HIV/AIDS thing not being an STD, but we're going to hit what's Liam found out about his latest research on the so-called New Testament. So are you ready, Super Don, for that?
I am. I mean, listen, we want to challenge beliefs, whether they're beliefs that we have or beliefs that other people have. We just want you to be critical thinkers. Sometimes people are going to have different opinions, and if that offends you, if a different opinion offends you, you're entitled to feel that way.
And well, it's and I think that's the point. The sensitivity here is that, whoa, Liam, you're cool on the AIDS thing, you're cool on the vaccine thing, but don't touch my religious beliefs. This is not about your beliefs. This is about a historical perspective on the written words out there and this guy's perception and attacking Liam for it. So stand by for that. Like I said, if you don't want to go there, I'm not offended if you turn off the radio, but don't complain when we talk about things that are uncomfortable, because people can talk about my beliefs and criticize. That's fine. I don't mind that, but I don't think it should be a personal attack, and that's not what we're going to do. So stick around. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Liam Schaaf coming up next. Party schools, where's the AIDS? You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heading into the weekend here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Liam Chefnell, going back to school, as we always do with you, Liam, although it's not the party school it once was in our younger years, at least in my younger years. I don't know if you know, if I told the story on the air with you, Liam, about I drank alcohol, I did, up until halfway through my freshman year of college, and then I just kind of lost interest, and that was it.
I was in my first semester of away camp called college.
Yes.
I watched all the kids puking into the sinks on Friday and Saturday night, and I thought I got to get out of here. So I did. I dropped out at that point. I went back. I was in Philadelphia. I got a variety of jobs. I worked. I went to Temple University for a while, part time, and I never was in a dorm situation again. I couldn't take it. I just thought everybody was. It's a word Mike Adams used. You're not supposed to use it. Kind of retarded. You know, there's like
right.
The retarded that happens to people, and then there's the retarded that people do. And I know that that's politically incorrect, but there's the thing. If you
it's okay, we can be politically incorrect here.
If
it's
you
okay.
actively seek to make yourself really dumb, you're doing that to yourself.
And I find it funny at these top Ivy League or Ivy League of the South schools. Doesn't matter where you are. The kids are doing it. They've always, I guess it's always been that way. I don't know. But, again, I lost interest after the first semester of school freshman year. That was me. I mean, that's just me. But now, of course, there's the new list every year. They come out with the annual top party schools of this year. And which one do you not want to send your kids to? Evidently, it relates to a little mini article you put together about how HIV doesn't cause AIDS. I think people will scratch their heads and go, wait a second. Party school, HIV doesn't cause AIDS. What's the relationship?
Well, partying means that you take a lot of alcohol, you pass out, you have sex, you get up the next day, you go to class bleary-eyed like they do in the new movies. There was a movie last year about kids who get so blitzed overnight. This is their new coming of age is to be vomitously drunk and to continue to be drunk and then to do drugs and then to have sexual escapades. Well, okay, this is just what people have always done in the ancient world, but it's pretty extraordinary the degree to which they'll do it in college. You can actually die. You can become very dehydrated. Sometimes you hear about these cases of aseptic meningitis from somebody who was mysteriously drinking until they vomited 17 times and passed out. Really? Aseptic meningitis? That's what it was?
But, of course, that's what they need a meningitis shot for.
Right. Or maybe just some coconut water and no alcohol for a while. God forbid, we think. So alcohol is probably my least favorite legal drug, I guess. I guess I'm a bigger fan of cannabis, which is legal in some places now. But partying with alcohol means you're going to have sex, or you're likely to have sex, or you're seeking sex. All of your sexual inhibitions are removed, reduced, and you're very likely to get it on. Kids, nobody really uses condoms for very long. Drunken people really don't use condoms. You sloppily put it on, or it comes off, and then you keep having sex. Everybody knows that. We covered this earlier this summer, a number of web blogs and essays talking about the reduction in admitted condom use and how people just really don't use condoms like they say they do. And it's what I've been saying for years. You know, a couple minutes with them on and everybody complains that they don't feel good, and then everybody trusts each other and so you don't need them anymore.
Right.
Well, party schools are places where people have a lot of sex. Now, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you heard the news come on and one of the news prostitutes come on reading the fake news from the NIH or whatever, saying, breaking news, top 10 party schools, now AIDS pandemic ground zero. Florida State University has AIDS epidemic because University of Florida, Bucknell, Madison, University
Syracuse.
Of Madison, Wisconsin, Syracuse, Penn State, Lehigh, University of Chicago. Oh, watch out, West Virginia. The kids there are having so much sex that it created another AIDS epidemic. No, you do hear about plenty of herpes. There's a lot of gonorrhea. There's a lot of chlamydia. The health centers are handing out penicillin and amoxicillin and little drugs for that sort of thing, but no AIDS epidemic. Why? Because AIDS is caused by antibiotics that kill your gut, by AIDS drugs, which kill your liver and your bone marrow, and in Africa by tropical illness, poverty, lack of clean water, tuberculosis, malaria, sepsis, infectious diarrhea. It works like this. You give people a test. It's called an HIV test. It doesn't come up positive for any particular thing. It's a fraud. HIV tests are fraudulent. You then give them drugs. The drugs are called AIDS drugs, but unfortunately the drugs kill your bone marrow and your gut. Add 1 + 1. The drugs kill people. Fake tests, real drugs. You add them together, you figure it out. They don't test these college kids because they're not in risk groups.
Right. Top 10 party schools, where's the AIDS epidemic? Something doesn't add up here. We've got more data to discuss on this and other controversial topics, including, oh my gosh, religion. Yeah, we do that occasionally here. And heading into the weekend with Liam Sheff right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, any questions about testing for HIV? Of course, other controversies around testing for Ebola. We may have time to discuss with Liam, but we've talked about it with John Rappaport earlier in the week. And Liam, the most controversial topic we ever covered used to be vaccines, even this AIDS topic, talking about HIV not causing it. But when you get into investigating that, a lot of people in this audience will cheerlead you and go, Liam, you go, boy. You're doing great work digging into the lies behind vaccines and a lot of the history you've written about in official stories. But you started getting into the history of the Bible, the Hebrew Scriptures, to what's called the New Testament, and it's raising a little bit of a ruckus in some of my listening audience, and I thought we might want to address a letter that came in after your last appearance.
Go.
Oh, it's okay. All right. This comes from Lover of Jesus. We don't know who this is. This is in response to all the airtime you've given Liam on religion. Liam is creating his own religion, picking and choosing what he likes and doesn't like. Like he's in an all-you-can-eat buffet. It doesn't sound like Liam has ever read the entire King James Version Bible, but instead looks at it to compare verses with corrupt Bible versions. Any references? Because I've talked with Dr. Nick Gonzalez about this as well, Liam. But, I mean, doesn't everybody pick and choose?
Robert, read the whole letter.
Okay, all right. Liam, it goes on. Lover Jesus says, Liam's heart may have been hardened when he was abused as a child and may have blamed God for allowing it to happen to him, so he calls the Bible a myth. In God's eyes, this is from Lover of Jesus saying this, in God's eyes, Liam is committing blasphemy every time he opens his mouth about Christianity. He has absolutely no idea what he's talking about. Just because he doesn't understand the true word of God doesn't make it a myth. He mixes New Age Bible versions, all other versions except the KJV, with the true word of God, which is the KJV Bible. He mixes up Catholic, Greek mythology, and New Age with Christian, which are not the same thing. No wonder he's confused. When you read the wrong Bible version, there are always contradictions. Will, the next time you have Dr. Nick Gonzalez on, can you bring Liam on so they can have a discussion? Then maybe Liam can understand what God's word really says. Remember, someday, this is from Lover of Jesus. Now, last sentence here. Remember, someday every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Can I respond?
Okay, your turn, Liam.
Well, number one, the most important thing is to remember that we'll eventually all kneel before Zod. I learned that in the movie Superman 2. So, besides all the personal insults, bringing up stuff that this person, I'm going to assume it's a she, maybe, I don't know, made up, doesn't know, doesn't understand. You know, this is all called ad hominem. So you see that there's one argument and then there's a lot of personal attack. This is what you call rhetoric. It's, you know, it's a form of argument. They're straw men. They're red herrings. You have to, you can be upset by them, but it doesn't really do any good. That's what they want. So now I have to defend a childhood. I have to defend the fact that I haven't mixed Greek with Roman with classical. What I've said is that the Bible is actually based on ancient myth, which it is. But there's only one logical argument. It's not really logical. There's only one point of argument in that entire rather hateful screed, rather cowardly hateful screed that invokes somebody else to fight this person's battle for them. I mean, really, shame on you. You want to come on the show and debate? You do it.
Well, and the thing about bringing Dr. Nick in, Nick's very reasonable about talking about this stuff. He's not trying to convert anybody. He loves, you know, what he loves, and we love having great discussions. Intellectual discussions about this are not threatening to him.
Well, right, but it doesn't matter because it's cowardly. Because if you have an opinion, this person can wrote the letter. He or she can identify him, his or herself by a real name, an actual human name, ask to come on the show, and ask to discuss it. And if the person can restrain him or herself from using my make-believe personal history, this person doesn't know me, then we could actually have a discussion. So let's get to the stuff that's actually in debate, that the King James Version is the version of the Bible. Well, right now, everybody in the Greek Orthodox Church is sitting in disbelief that anybody could say anything so patently stupid. The King James Version of the Bible was brought about in the early 1600s under King James. Some people, plenty of people, think King James was homosexual. That should bother some of you fundamentalists. It doesn't bother me. The King James Version was based, about 92% of it was based on something called the Tyndale Bible. And the Tyndale Bible was done on the run by a guy called William Tyndale, who was eventually burned by the church for reading the Bible and putting it from the Greek and the Hebrew into English, because the church leadership never wants you to think for yourself.
Well, they actually had prohibitions against converting it into English, did they not?
They did, and against reading it, and against anybody who was not in the clergy reading it, because they like to control what you think. So it was a law that you weren't allowed to read the Bible for a lot of the Middle Ages. You weren't allowed to read it. It wasn't even in your language. It was controlled like the vaccine package inserts, like the HIV package inserts, like the Agenda 21 people. It was controlled by an elite that speaks its own language, and when you try to speak it, like the Darwinian crap, they tell you that you're not allowed to read it. They tell you that what are the three letters after your name? You're not allowed to speak with us. So this person is now telling us that the King James version is the only version, which is strange because the Bible isn't a book. Biblios means library, and the Bible was cobbled together over hundreds of years, literally hundreds, maybe 1,000, maybe 1,500. Let's call it 1,500. Let's call it 2,800 because a lot of it started to come together. It was the old Jewish Torah, which was a lot of books that everybody now admits weren't written by the people that says they were written by. There was no historical Moses anywhere in the non-biblical record. There's no historical Exodus. That's in the Bible. Let's get to the King James. That's 92% of the Tyndale Bible. So she's worshiping a guy called William Tyndale and doesn't know it because she doesn't bother to, or he doesn't bother to read anything because she's a fundamentalist. Now, if you read about Tyndale, you realize that he wanted a Bible that people could look at, and he was killed for it. He was burnt on, you know, at the stake. He was incinerated for actually trying to do this. The Bible was the book that everybody wanted to read because it was one of the only books. You know, I mean, there were ideas of pamphlets and there were ideas, but this was an ancient book from the ancient world. Now, instead of reading Aristotle or Plato, there's a reason they weren't reading old Greek myths then. It goes like this. The Catholic Church, when it invented itself in 325 or so under Constantine, following that, not directly under Constantine, because he was Constantine, by the way, who converted to Christianity, didn't really. He was still worshiping Apollo. He was still worshiping the sun god. His triumphal statue still has, you know, it has Apollo and Jesus and everybody together. So he's hardly, you know, your guy. That happened a little bit later. They tolerated the Gnostics for a while, and the Gnostics were the people who really invented the idea of a Jesus, a dying and rising God. That stuff is all through Gnostic literature.
Well, and the Gnostics, I remember, were the more mystical Christians of early Christianity. Eventually, they fell out of favor because they had a more direct connection that was upsetting the church that wanted to control, as you said, the population back
then.
They
had a direct spiritual connection. They were not biblical literalists. Now, the biblical literalists tended to be the lower class, the uneducated, and people who would be willing to believe any fairy tale that they were told. And they were criticized as such by Roman Christians, by Roman non-Christians, saying, "What, you guys have a dying and rising God. We have Mithras. You have Yeshua. We have our mysteries. You've stolen our mysteries. You think that this is literally true. We think it's figuratively true. And you say that all of us are damned because we don't believe your version of the story, but you don't believe ours, and you don't, you know, you stole it from us." That's in the historical literature. All right, let's get to through the ages. When Catholicism decided to kill the Marcionite, there's the Marcionites, there are all of these versions of Jesus stories that are floating around in the ancient world, that Jesus was a man, that he was not a man, that he was a spirit that inhabited a man. And they needed to come up with a cohesive narrative. They killed everything but the literal version. They started to bundle that together in Bibles. Almost everything in the Bible is a forgery. Almost everything in the Bible is written by somebody else. The word deutero means second. It's like, you know, I forged it. Like, so if I have some, if I hand in homework and the teacher and I didn't do it, and the teacher says, "This doesn't look like your homework," and I say, "It's deutero, Liam." You know, hey, you get away with it in the Bible. It's deutero, Liam. That wouldn't fly. You wouldn't let your kids get away with that. That's what the Bible is. It's deutero. The second Isaiah, second this, second, third this, fourth that. They're just written by other people in the style of to make you think it's the same author. That's what the Bible is. It's a series of stories from ancient cults and religions and societies that wanted to tell their stories in exciting ways like movies.
But Liam, are you doing this just to trash the Bible because you're angry with Christians or as this person tried to attack you on a history that they know little or nothing about?
I'm a spiritualist. I pray to the things that I want to pray to, and that's sort of outside of this. This is history. You know, I'm an historian, and when you study history, the funny thing is they never reference all of these great biblical happenings because they don't appear anywhere in the historical record.
No. So would it be safe to say that the most people that go to the church on Sundays and worship the beliefs that they have are not historians necessarily? Because when I went like to university and studied world religions and even went into the Christian Bible, studied it, it was different than if you're reading it and being preached about it in Sunday school. They're looking at it from a more historical perspective, which raises questions that most people sitting in the pews never are asking.
Well, right. History would let you know then that the Bibles, that the only surviving manuscripts that came out of the ancient world, now get this, were the ones the Christians didn't burn. because the Christian world set ablaze all learning of the ancient world because it didn't believe in literalist Christianity. The ancient Greeks and Romans, who knew the circumference of the world, who knew that the world was an orb in a solar system, who had models of the solar system that are more accurate than anything that came for 1800 years, all of that disappeared because the church burnt anybody in a black robe claiming to be a Christ follower during the 400s was able to burn everything that came before. The libraries of the world were lit of the Western world were lit on fire, and hardly anything survived except some of the mixed criticisms. But what survived, what eventually made it into the Bible, were not even the best stories. And then I know we got to go to another break, but after that I want to tell you some of the things that you think are true in your King James Bible weren't added for centuries after the original story supposedly happened.
All right. Well, if lover of Jesus that wrote that letter was not upset enough before, maybe she'll be more upset now. I don't know, but I don't think the purpose is to upset anyone. I think it's just to talk about stuff intellectually with curiosity that is overdue for discussion. Anyway, we'll be right back. Liam Sheff is here with us to wrap it up and head into the weekend on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. And, of course, we're back on Sunday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. That time slot has not changed. Stick around. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crist for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Class is back in session here. Liam Sheff, professor of history. How many times did we like our history professor or curse our history professor? I don't know. I like learning about this stuff. In fact, I had to unlearn things that I learned in university to learn the things I know now to get well. But Liam, class is back in session. Go ahead. What's the history?
Well, look, I'm learning along with you. But this person in the last segment who wrote a very, I think, hateful letter about how everybody has to agree with him or her because we're ignorant if we don't believe the King James Bible isn't a student of history, and is not a student of the way that the King James Bible was assembled. King James Bible was assembled after the remaining documents that were not burnt by the Catholics in the early Middle Ages, the late Roman Empire, managed to survive. Now, later, in later centuries, at post-1600s, other documents were found that are probably more accurate translations that have never made it into the Bible, but they're considered more accurate from the original Hebrew or Greek. So the King James Version is just a version of stories. People like it because it's prettier. You know, the lilies of the field, et cetera, et cetera. It just happens to have been written around the time of Edward de Vere, a.k.a. Shakespeare, which I talk about in my book, Official Stories. You know, the height of, you know, pre-Renaissance, I would say, English literature. Now, there are some stories that are in the King James, like there's something in the Old Testament that refers to a son of God as these three people were being thrown into a fire. They saw a fourth figure that saved them, a son of God. Well, that's a mistranslation. It was really an angel of God. But the people who wrote it wanted it to be a foreshadowing for Jesus. So they, like any good script writer, changed it from an angel of God to a son of God. There's the notion of the Trinity. That's nowhere in any Bible. It's nowhere in any Greek Bible. You get this notion of a Trinity. By the way, not a Father, Son, and a Holy Spirit, but a Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. That's shoved into a Latin version way long after the Greek, called the Latin Vulgate. And then they wanted it in the King James so much, they made it go in. They just make stuff up that they like to have in. There's the famous story of the woman adulterer, who's everybody's favorite story. There was a woman adulterer. She comes before Jesus. Everybody wants to stone her. He says, who is without sin, cast the first stone. Everybody mills about, and then they leave. The woman's there. He says, are you still here? She said, yeah, they've all left. And he says, now go and sin no more. Guess what? That's not in any Hebrew or Greek Bible. That was added in the 10th century.
It doesn't mean it's not bad. I love the statement.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
It's maybe the most spiritual story in the Bible. It's one of the best stories in the Bible. But it's not the true word of whatever that was written, unless you just tell yourself that anything you like is the true word of God.
But we're dealing with the difference between belief and historical investigation.
No, not even belief. I'm talking about a psychological position that people take because they like or don't like something. Mm. And then they have the gall to tell you that it's the word of God. They have no idea. They're not even curious about the history. The vaccine people do it. The HIV people do it. The Darwinians do it.
Yeah, I was going to mention to my audience that I've seen letters that were written to you that could have been taken out of from this argument about the Bible. The same thing about vaccines, the same thing about HIV and AIDS, written to you almost in identical verbiage, attacking you because you dared to question the orthodoxy or a belief system. And I'm not here, and I don't believe you are, Liam. You could speak it, but we're not here to convert anybody to anything, just to, you know, have intellectual honesty about things that we do. If you still believe this and it helps you to live a happier, healthier, more loving life, we're cool with that. I'm totally cool with that. But I don't like that they attack you personally.
Well, I'm sorry that my heckles are up, but I was attacked personally. So I'm coming with the research a little hotter and heavier than I might otherwise. The last part of the little lesson that I'm going to share is that the last 12 verses of Mark are not in any Hebrew or Greek Bible. The last bit of Mark, which was not written by a guy called Mark, which was written 40 or so years after the death of the guy for whom there's no historical record, but there's plenty of Gnostic literature describing why these mysteries existed. The women go to the cave where the body's supposed to be. There's a guy in there, and he says, well, your Savior's gone to, I think, Galilee, and you should go. Guess what? That's the end. The women were afraid and told no one. That's the end of the story. The church fathers said, that story sucks. We better change that. And they, like a special edition of a Star Wars movie, put on a new ending.
Okay.
So don't tell me the King James Bible is the word of the God.
Well,
written by people for political reasons.
If you got something to say, call us 866-939-BELL. Send a letter. Go to the website. Please, no personal attacks. Just come at it with some historical references. And again, we're not attacking anybody's beliefs here, just so you know.
Well, we are, but we don't mean to.
The
question is, can you be logical and spiritual?
Well, I believe in a great spiritual abundance in this planet and many viewpoints that exist within your own church. Start asking questions. And, live a life of vitamin L. That's what we're trying to do here. So thanks, Liam. Thank you to Dr. Frank King. We're going to go off into the weekend here. Tell your friends the God's honest truth. I said that. Yes, I did. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.